Twitter permanently blacklists British conservative Katie Hopkins. By Alan Bokhari on June 19, 2020. Twitter permanently blacklisted the account of Katie Hopkins, a British conservative commentator who had over 1 million followers prior to her ban. The company claims that the verification of her account and the subsequent ban are based on hateful conduct. A Twitter spokeswoman confirmed that Hopkins has been permanently banned in an email to Breitbart News, accusing her of hateful conduct. "Keeping Twitter safe is a top priority for us. Abuse and hateful conduct have no place on our service, and we will continue to take action when our rules are broken," said the spokeswoman. "In this case, the account has been permanently suspended for violations of our hateful conduct policy." Hopkins previously faced a temporary suspension from the social media platform following pressure on Twitter from the Center for Countering Digital Hate, the same far-left British organization that assisted NBC's recent hit piece against The Federalist and Zero Hedge, which resulted in Google pulling ad revenue from the latter and threatening the former with the same. The British nonprofit's purpose appears to be to smear conservative and right-wing news sources. As previously reported, Google took action after it was contacted by agenda-driven journalists at NBC, who presented the company with research from a leftist nonprofit, the Center for Countering Digital Hate, that smears a number of conservative websites including Breitbart News, and calls on digital advertisers to financially blacklist them. The nonprofit falsely claims that Breitbart News promoted the Obama birther theory, citing as evidence a Breitbart story that explicitly rejects the theory. As purported evidence of Breitbart's hate, the nonprofit also links to a recent piece recommending Americans buy guns and ammunition to protect themselves amid violent riots. It is currently unclear if CCDH played any role in the permanent blacklisting of Hopkins' account. Twitter's justification for the previous temporary suspension of Hopkins' account was the same as the one it used for the current ban, violating the site's hateful conduct policy, which bans the promotion of violence or inciting harm on the basis of race, religion, national origin, or gender identity. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alan Bokhari at his secure email address alanbokhari@protonmail.com. Alan Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.